was a dismal night, wet and thundering. A loud, crashing noise startled Annie as she sat alone watching television. Shrugging it off, she returned to her show. Just then, the phone rang. Annie had been expecting a call from the parents of the two children she was babysitting. So she quickly answered the phone. Parker residence. There was not a word from the other end of the phone. Hello? Is anyone there? Repeated Annie. Just as she was about to lay down the receiver, a man's voice strangely asked, How are the children? Annie inquisitively replied, Excuse me? The creepy voice repeated, How are the children? Annie was puzzled, but not alarmed. Who is this? Mr. Parker, is that you? Silence. The voice disappeared as the sound of the phone hanging up was heard through the receiver. Annie put the phone down and walked toward the dark hallway to the foot of the stairs. She looked up the side of a steep banister to the open door of the children's room, pondering whether or not she had left it ajar. Just as she started up the stairs to check on the children, the phone rang. She picked up the receiver. Hello? There was no sound but the sound of her own breath. Annie spoke again. Who is this? Silence. Suddenly, the frightening voice was heard again. Do you know how the children are? Annie hung up the phone and dialed the police. The officer assured her that it was probably nothing more than a prank. But as a precaution, the police ran a trace on the call. Annie was slightly apprehensive. She was fidgeting and pacing back and forth in the hallway. From the living room came noises from the TV. Annie stared at the phone. She tensely walked past, watching it. She began checking windows and doors throughout the house to make sure they were locked. As she turned on a light, perched on a table, she jumped at the sound of the loud ringer of the phone next to the light. Her eyes widened as her fist tightened. She slowly reached for the receiver, then picked it up quickly. Forcefully, she spoke, Listen, you! I've already called the police, so stop calling here! Annie was about to slam the phone down when she heard the shrill sound of laughter echoing through the receiver. Annie yelled into the phone, Who are you? What do you want? The voice replied, I've already got what I want. Check the children. Annie slammed down the phone. She ran through the dining room to the study, continuing to check the windows. Suddenly, Annie stopped and shrieked at the sight of a face staring through the window in the study. It was a man with piercing black eyes like the eyes of a shark sinking his teeth into his victim. She jumped back from the window and ran out of the room through the house to the front door. She flung open the door and gasped. A giant figure loomed over the doorway. He grabbed her by the arms. She struggled to push him away. It was Officer Dow. Annie finally realized who it was and calmed down slightly. She hysterically led him back into the house, crying about the face in the window. Dow instructed his partner, Officer Keefe, to check the upstairs. Annie showed Dow the window where she saw the man's face. Dow inspected the windows and hesitantly told her, Annie, I'm afraid the calls were traced to a line inside the house. We came as quickly as possible. Pausing before finishing his bad news, Dow continued, This glass is tinted. What you saw was not a man looking through the window, but a man's reflection in the glass. Annie shook her head in horror. Do you mean he was behind me? Just then, Officer Keefe yelled from the upstairs for Dow to come quickly. Dow told Annie to stay put, but she refused to be left alone and chased him out of the kitchen. Slowly, Dow walked up the long flight of stairs. His flashlight lit the path as Annie followed closely behind. They walked into the bedroom. Dow flashed the light throughout the room. Annie flipped on the light switch. Annie's painful screech sounded like an alarm. The children's beds were empty and the sheets were pulled off. Officer Keefe came running into the room and announced, I've searched the house. There's nobody here. Annie turned to him, horrified by this news, and asked, What about the children? Keefe replied, They're gone. It's been 10 long years now, but the children have never been back.